Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Sir Elton bringing us back. This song is called Leave On.
Leave On, this is war wound.
That's his original song that he broke through in America with years ago. 17 Tail, welcome back. Jim Blasingame, thanks for hanging out with me. My website's the smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Harry Dent. Harry is the founder and the leader at Dent Research. Is that, put a .com on the end of that, under the end of that, John? I mean, Harry, dentresearch.com?
No, we haven't succumbed to that.
Okay. What is your website?
HarryDent.com is the best, because that's where you can get on our free newsletter, free weekly newsletter, so you can get to know us better. You know, I'm always saying different things than most people, so you got to understand where I'm coming from.
Right.
So what
he's saying is, folks, when you subscribe to his newsletter, be sure to buckle up first. Hey, Harry.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things that I want you to share with us is some research that you've been tracking about the condition of corporate America.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this virus hit and everybody's thinking, okay. I mean, and they did. They printed enough money and enough stimulus to totally offset a depression, a 20% down payment. That's what they calculated. And, of course, that's temporary. And, of course, they can't keep doing that. They can't keep bailing out.
And it is money for thin air, isn't it? It is monopoly money, isn't it?
No, absolutely. It's fiscal deficit. I mean, we're going to end up with a $3 to $4 trillion deficit this year instead of the normal $1 trillion.
Right.
And $1 trillion is almost 6% of GDP. And then, of course, Fed printed $3.4 trillion. That's almost as much as they printed in the entire QE cycle.
Right.
Before, over 6 or 7 years. So this is massive what they did. My problem is, because of these zombie companies, the ones that aren't paying their debts, that means they're already in trouble.
Don't go by that too fast. Tell the audience what you mean by zombie company.
Okay. Companies that are operating, and these are publicly traded companies, not operating, but also not paying their debt service. They're not paying their interest and principal on their loans. And
Why are they not doing that? They're in trouble.
Well, because when the Federal Reserve prints all this money and doesn't require banks to mark loans down to market, which they've been doing since 2009.
So are you saying, unlike they did in 08 and 09, which really, in my opinion, created the exacerbated the problem, they're not making them mark to market now?
That's really not. I mean, when you print this much money, the banks are flush. In other words, they don't normally, in difficult times, banks would have to foreclose on loans just to raise enough money to bail themselves out of negative cash flow, but they're not having to do that. The Fed just creates, you know, trillions of dollars, and it goes in the bank.
Are these companies that
would be reserves go
up. These are insolvent? A zombie company is an insolvent company that's being kept alive by the monetary conditions of the country. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, by very low interest rates and high liquidity, which allows everybody to be laxer about loans. You know, banks can say, we'll just wait this out. We don't really have an urgent need to foreclose.
So the accounting standards that these companies are required to comply with, the banking underwriting that the Fed and the regulators require banks to comply with, are not putting pressure on these companies.
Right, and it's more than that. When you don't let the economy have recessions, they've got an absolute war now on recessions because now they know it's going to be a depression.
Right.
And so when you don't do that, the economy doesn't get to rebalance. The economy's supposed to flush out marginal companies and supposed to get workers to switch from, you know, less productive to more productive industries.
Natural selection.
Supposed to relieve businesses of unproductive debt.
Yeah.
That's how capitalism works. It works as much on failure as success.
That's exactly right.
No, the Federal Reserve doesn't want any failure. That is bad.
Well, and see, that's that. And see, that is where you get the moral hazard on steroids. What you just described is moral hazard on steroids. And the thing that bothers me about it, now, at least this time, small business owners got a piece of that action. In 08 and 09, Harry, we got nothing. We got Zippo. We didn't get crumbs off the table in 08 and 09. But at least we got something to help us out this time. But what you're talking about, this all this extra money that's coming out, the trillions of dollars, that is not going to Main Street. It's going to stand on Wall Street. And you're saying it's not creating zombie companies, but it's propping up.
Well, you know, the fiscal stimulus goes more to Main Street and businesses, but the quantitative easing doesn't.
I've always said
if they are going to print money out of there, at least give it to consumers and businesses who can do something a little more productive. When you just drive up financial assets, you create massive bubbles that are going to burst and destroy what. You know how fast bubbles can burst? Like in 2 years, a stock market can go down 80 or 90% when you bubble up.
And we've seen this movie already, haven't we, Harry, because of Japan.
Yeah.
We saw this movie in Japan 30 years ago, didn't we?
And Japan has been at zero growth on average, zero inflation,
for 30 years.
A coma economy. They have high levels of zombie companies because Japanese don't write down loans. The biggest problem with Japanese is they don't like to lose face. I hate to say it, but that's a weakness over there. So they have never cleared out the debt, and they're carrying all this unproductive debt. And you know, a lot of people sit in Japanese companies and don't do anything. They stay employed even though they don't have a job.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Harry. We're going to come right back with Harry Dent. HarryDent.com, is that right?
Yeah.
Subscribe to his free newsletter. Buckle up before you do. It might be a bumpy ride at first. Harry Dent and I will be right back. More to come after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.